Chapter 11, An Evolutionary Approach to Physical Activity Needs. Like all species, human genes were shaped by environmental pressures over millions of years of evolution. We have optimal exercise patterns that suit our bodies best as we are and will keep us healthy and fit. It is important to understand the evolutionary changes that occurred and how they influence our health in today's modern society. The first hominins to become erect, bipedal, with a striding gait, appear in the fossil record about 3.5 million years ago. These adaptations are quite different from other mammals. We are ideally suited for walking in a pendular motion. This method of movement resulted in enough energy saving to have produced a selective genetic advantage. Man is one of the best long-distance walkers and runners among all cursorial mammals, which are mammals specifically adapted to run fast or far across open spaces. Game animals are faster over shorter distances, but they have less endurance than man. Many scientists claimed that early hunters succeeded in running down their prey simply by sheer endurance until the animal collapsed of exhaustion. This is due to adequate thermal regulation that humans possess, which allows us to run for extended periods. Humans thermoregulate their rising body temperatures during physical exercise by sweating rather than by panting. This has advantages and disadvantages. Sweating, as opposed to panting for heat reduction, allows us to run and breathe at the same time and to keep body temperature lower in hot conditions. On the other hand, panting animals lose less salt while running and become less hot in hotter environments, but cannot run for long distances. The cost of transport of a walking human is minimized at speeds of 5 kilometers per hour, which is 3 miles per hour. When running, the speed does not define the energetic cost of running, meaning if you run faster, the energy expenditure will not be very different from running at slower speeds. This is because breathing frequency does not depend on the frequency of stride. Humans can vary their breathing frequency relative to stride frequency, something a panting animal cannot do. Humans are the highest sweating species. This is due to our relative lack of hair. Bare skin increases the rate at which sweat evaporates from the surface, thereby increasing cooling efficacy in the sunny savanna environments. This exceptional capacity hominins had for heat dissipation gave them an edge over other animals living on the savanna. The ability to run long distances without overheating had enough survival advantages for human genetic selection by helping them escape from predators in the blazing sun, locating food and water sources, and transporting food, children, and other objects while walking. Being bipedal allowed hominins to move out of the diminishing forests due to changing weather conditions quite easily, especially since there was much competition over food sources in the forests. Hominins then began adapting to life on the savanna where food was more dispersed, but where they had little competition over it. Until the agricultural evolution around 10,000 years ago, all hominins lived a hunter-gatherer lifestyle, roaming the land and foraging for food with regular, daily, long-distance walking or running and some strength-building exercises. Our genetic makeup is built to move and to exercise. Millions of years of evolution cannot be overcome by a few hundred years of a sedentary lifestyle. Since ancient times, we were being regularly physically active and thriving in weather conditions that required a minimal state of fitness to survive. The present-day sedentary lifestyle has led to epidemics among humans and modern society that were previously non-existent in ancient societies. So how does exercise help prevent modern-day diseases? Exercise enhances glucose uptake by skeletal muscles, and long-distance exercise increases skeletal muscle insulin sensitivity and reduces plasma insulin levels. In response to glucose load, people who regularly exercise secrete less insulin and have lower peak plasma glucose levels than do sedentary people. This has been proven to help prevent the onset of diabetes, vascular diseases, and high blood pressure. Running does have a high energetic cost for humans, and this was overcome through a diet rich in carbohydrates. Having a regular source of high carbohydrate food doubles muscle glycogen and enhances endurance in humans. On the contrary, a diet rich in protein and fats decreases muscle glycogen, the energy storage molecule, and prematurely depletes glycogen stores during exercise. It is well accepted among anthropologists that hunting was not a major hominin activity before around 200,000 years ago, at the same time that clear evidence of cooking was found. However, persistence hunting could have played a role in the obtainment of meat for food. In small amounts beforehand, walking was used for migration, but running was required for escaping predators in the hot sun while carrying children and objects of importance, and perhaps running down prey animals in the hot daytime, a time when animals would normally be resting. This certainly gave humans an edge over other animals and could have provided strong selection for increased intelligence, group cooperation, and precise communication. Furthermore, as mentioned in the previous chapter, evidence shows that brain growth factors, including BDNF, brain-derived neurotrophic factor, increases with sustained exercise. These brain growth factors help to support the survival of existing neurons and encourages the growth and differentiation of new neurons and synapses. Physical activity also made us smarter. Physical activity helps us sleep better, makes us calmer, and overall happier. When I wanted to add physical activity to my daily schedule, I bought a treadmill. But because I love running outside, I hardly use this machine. Then one day, I was sitting on the floor with my mentally challenged and epileptic girls, and the machine caught my eye. I decided to try and let my daughters take a walk on it. I played dance music in the background and persuaded them to get on the machine. They both also have spastic legs, so at first I put the machine on 2 kilometers per hour. After the leg muscles warmed up, I noticed that I could raise the speed and they could keep up. They actually loved it, and from that day on, for the next 2 years, they were on the treadmill for 30 minutes 3 times a week. They loved it. Their fitness improved so much that they were actually running on it. If you knew my daughters, you would be very surprised. During this time, their epileptic seizures dramatically decreased in number and they slept for longer periods of time at night. The only reason I had to stop was because we moved from a house to an apartment building and the neighbors below us complained about the noise. Physical activity along with a healthy diet has tremendous potential to heal, and this is how we are intended to live. In the next section of the book, I will help you put all of the information you received in the previous chapters together to form the Gorilla Diet and Lifestyle Program, which will help you to reach your ideal weight and health in the fastest, most direct path.